ready.
Okay, so this is a good Ramban. It's interesting because I'm not really going to... There's not going to be a message. There's not going to be a takeaway. And it's not like last time there was like halachic. It's just such an interesting, you know, just perspective and insight of the Ramban on the Tochacha. And comparing the Tochacha here and in Torah. So he says as follows. Really, meaning, or in order to really appreciate what the Ramban is doing, you have to like really compare the Tochachas in Vayikra and in Devarim, like side by side, and see what the differences are. But I think it's a relatively well-known Ramban, but you can let me know if you've heard this before. V'dav ha'avein, meaning I'm not sure when the Ramban says v'dav ha'avein, I guess, like the double lasha, like, it's pretty interesting, the Ramban's saying. Take note of this. Ki ha'alos ha'eila yirmezu legalos rishon. Look carefully that the Tochacha here in B'chu Kosai, it's hinting to the first Chorban. If you look at all the psukim in this week's parsha and compare it to the history of Korban Bayis Rishon, it's perfect fit. Shekein tira betochachos, for example, she'amar ve'im b'chukosai tim osu, im es mishpatai tig al nafshachem, right? If you are disgusted by my chukim and my mitzvos, my mishpatim, v'amar lehaf rechem es brisi, meaning to say you get this sense of this overwhelming, this kind of rejection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or of the mitzvos. V'hizkir b'hem b'mos v'chamanim v'gilulim, and there's explicit references to Avodah Zarah. So that's a bayis rishon. Ki hayu obdei avodas kochavim v'osim kol haraos. They were in a really, really bad state, spiritually, in terms of shmiras ha-mitzvos. V'usha amar v'ashimosi es mikdash sheichem v'lo ariach b'rech nichochachem. Right, and what's it saying here? I'll destroy your batei mikdash. I won't accept your karbanos. I won't smell the reich nichoach. Yisra behem lesalakim hem mikdasho v'kibul karbanos shayu l'ratzon lo b'mikdashahu. To say that even though until that point I was accepting your karbanos, it was bringing ritzui kapara for you, I'm going to stop doing that. V'ha'un shemaleim, and what are the punishments? Or, right, the tochacha. What's the tochacha describing? Chere v'chayarav v'devar v'rav v'galos basof. This, you know. Little by little, it's getting more and more intense, but it's beginning with this persecution leading up to Galus. If you know Navi, it's describing what happened in Korban Bayis Rishon. This is stressed kind of a few times in this week's parsha. Right? So the idea that the Korban and the Galus is going to be parallel to the fact that they weren't keeping Shemitahs. And they weren't letting the land rest. Can I get that? There's going to be a certain galus. Shayushnos hagalus kashanam asher bitlu ashmitos. The idea of shivim was in terms of shivim shanim was connected to the amount of shmitos that weren't observed. V'chein amar akasa bagalus. So it says it actually explicitly in Divrei Hayamim. Limal os tevar Hashem b'fi Yirmiyahu ad ratsa haaretz es shabsoseh koyeme hashama shabsa limal os shivim shana. It's the pasuk in Divrei Hayamim is weaving. Sorry, started. The pasuk Divrei Hayamim is weaving kind of lashon of tochacha in B'chu Kosai with the idea, and therefore, because we're almost at the very last, at the end of the first paragraph, that we had to Hashem, you know, was making it 70 years connected the amount of time that they weren't keeping shemitah, but it uses the lashon of the pesukim in B'chu Kosai. Kein nisra behem mechin higi aleihem imkein davar baruhu shal hagalos ahu diber hakasuv. Says Ramban, if you just look at the tochacha and see what they're being, you know, they're being threatened with. And then see what happened, and also what their averos would be, and see what happened in actuality. It's like it's one for one, perfect parallel to Korban Bayis Rishon. V'istakel od be'inin ha'geula mimenu. And what do you need in B'chu Kosai to get out of the galus? If you look at the geula, she'enu maftiach rag she'yizkor bris avos. What does it say? I'm going to remember the avos. Avin tzlakin Yaakov. I'm going to remember the aretz yizkor, tzchiras aretz. Lo she'imcho lavonam v'islach hatasam. There's nothing. There's no like. Grand tshuva movement in this week's parsha in B'chu Kosai. There's no, and then you're going to come back to Kaddish Baruch Hu. We'll be kashna misham matzasa. I mean, there's nothing about that. There's something about getting on to this very high level of Hashem will love you. It's not like you're going to take you from Arba Kanfos Ara. It's nothing of that in B'chu Kosai. Meaning, and that was the geula of Churban Bayis Rishon. It was not such a dramatic geula. This is a little bit. Maybe Nyana Dioma of next week in terms of Yom Yerushalayim and celebrating Yom Yerushalayim when it's a partial kind of geula, but very similar to what happened in the Korban Bayis Rishon. I mean, the opposite, but whatever. Not for now. Right? Shelo Shavu Rak Yehuda Ubinyamin V'Halevim Imahim Ma'at. What happened after Korban Bayis Rishon? It was a very small smattering of people, a few Levim, right? If you learn... What's that? Sorry, yeah, exactly. If you get through Kedushin, Rasar Yuchsin Alumi Bavel, It was really, as I think as Rav Shechter Shlita calls it, it was all the secular Zionists came up and after Korban Bayis Rishon. And that's what it was. It was like all the people who were not considered the high class spiritually. Those were the people who came up. And also, right, so I think right, Ezra Nehemiah talks about how they were on like the banks of some river, maybe like on their way to Eretz Yisrael, and they're like, there are no Levium here. Go back and get some Levium. Like it was really you know, wasn't the most impressive, you know, return to Tzion. Veshavu bedalus ba'avdus malchei pras, and they were very poor and they were subservient to the king of pras. Vegamlo amar sheyashuvu b'tshuva shleima lefanav. Right, there's no description about the return from the galus after Bayis Rishon that there is this dramatic tshuva movement. Lefech, meaning the people were, I mean, there's a little bit of tshuva, but the people were really, really assimilated. Meaning, Ezra and Nehemiah is telling them, you have to divorce your non-Jewish wives. People were like, you have to divorce your non-Jewish wives? Why? And people were like, we didn't know that. And it was a bad state of things. Ragshis vadu avonam va'avon avosam, but all we see there in our parsha, but also in the psukim about the return from Korban Bayis Rishon, there was a vidui. People were recognizing they had to improve. We don't have this like Acharis Hayamim, intense tshuva kind of experience. Umatzino anshe bayis sheni osin ken kemoshes vade Daniel chatanu avavino v'rishanu maranu v'sur mitzvasecha. There was a vidui, there was some sort of tshuva, but kind of like we do tshuva. Lumakinu v'serin l'avaseinu v'ksev ki v'chatainu avaseinu yushlayim v'amcha l'cherpa v'chein echemio hisvada. Ve'ezra amar makinu serinu kohaninu v'avaseinu losu torasecha arei ki kulam lomdu min ha-Torah shiyisvadu avonam v'avon avosam. So everybody was realizing that, meaning they're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. We learned Parshas B'chukos, so we have to do some sort of vidui, but it wasn't this intense tshuva movement. It's very clear, says the Ramban, just go through B'chukosai in terms of what's going to bring the galus, what's going to bring the geula, how that's going to be experienced. It's one for one similar to what happened in Korban Bayis Rishon. Aval habriya shebe mishnah Torah. What about in Dvarim? Yirmaz legalusenu ze ulegeula shenigal mimenu. That's parallel to our galus, second galus. Ki istakalnu tchila shlo nirmas sham keitz v'ketzev. There's nothing there about all his terasa as shabso said that the galus is going to be connected to shmitas and then there's going to be a certain defined amount. No, it doesn't say anything about that. You're going to be sent to the galus until you do tshuva, until you return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu en masse. Right? That the way to get out of the galus and Sefer Dvarim is by doing all of Am Yisrael getting together to do tshuva. Lo hisker ba'averos ha'im shi'asu asherim v'chamonim v'shi'ishabdu avodis k'chavim klal. And also, if you look at Dvarim, there's something, it's ironic, there's something as intense as our parsha, in terms of, you know, l'hafrachem esbrisi, and bamos, chamonim, gilulim, there's something about avodah zara in the second tocha. Aval amar, v'haya im lo tishma b'kol Hashem alokecha, lishmor la'asos kol mitzosav chukosav. It's a general thing, you're just not doing what Hashem wants. Amar ki mivnei she'yavru akitzas mitzvosav, sh'lo yishmeru v'yasu es kulon yenshu. That the punishment is going to be brought because you're not observing all the mitzvos the way you're supposed to be. Shkachaya b'bayis sheni, k'mosh amru, as Chazal explained, sh'bayis rishon ifnei machara, ifnei avodos kochavim, v'gilu yarayos, v'shichuz damim. Why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Because of the big three, as we see in the Nevi'im. And as we see in our parsha, Vayisheni shanu b'kiyim behem she'oskim b'torah gmilas chasadim. We have a mesorah, says the Gemara, before the Korban Bayis Rishon. Not a mesorah, meaning it was also there. I don't know when that Gemara was said, but it wasn't that long before. Meaning Korban wasn't that long before. We know those people were tamin chachamim gmilas chasadim v'nei macharav. Why was there a Korban? V'nei sinas chinam shayisa b'nei'em, because there's a lot of hitpalgut. Say a lot of
baseless hatred.
Was it
baseless hatred?
But I'm saying, but it was also a lot of meaning like no, I mean like it's right. I mean everybody, there were all these types
of stuff that explicitly was said in the Torah.
Right. I'm saying the idea of Sinas Chinam is that meaning like Lahavdil, hopefully, I hope. But meaning like we're so what's the word in English? Like we're so, everybody's in their own little group and they're so judgmental.
Yeah.
All these words. Yeah. These are all good words. I don't know what word I'm looking for.
Fragmented.
Meaning to say that where everybody is like their own little tzibur, they're looking out for themselves. But not only that, they hated. If you've seen in Schinim, it was not only the like, oh, I hate my neighbor because they always, whatever, let their dog go into my yard. But it was that like, meaning it was more there were like ideological differences amongst Am Yisrael. And there's a, you guys must know about this Nitziv. The Nitziv Nakdama to Bereshis. Yeah, ayin sham. Meaning the idea that right, the Gemara talks about the Brionim and the Market, and that they burnt all the food because, you know, if you're not doing it our way, then nobody's going to survive, or whatever, or to motivate people to fight the Romans. There's a lot of just like very different opinions, and very fragmented, and everybody was very judgmental of the other people, critical. So that's when they say Naschinam Shaisa Benem. If you look at what they are going to lose in the Tochacha, it doesn't mention the Reach Nichoach. It doesn't mention anything like that in terms of what they're losing. They're just going to go into Galus. Shlo Haisa Ha'esh Yeredes V'Chelas HaKarbonos V'Ayashini Kmo She'idu B'Sechas Yoma. Because that, says the Ramban, is talking about what was going on in Vayashini, and therefore we can't describe the Reach Nichoach because the Karbonos was not. This is the, I think the Ramban's going to reference this, but Vayashini was, I don't know, I hope this is not disrespectful. It's almost like a grand shul than what we usually think of as like the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, there's nothing really miraculous about it. At least not as in many ways as in Bayis Rishon. But Amar Beklalos, it says in Devarim, Yisa Hashem Alecha Goy Merachok. Right? We don't have any reference to in our Parsha about you know the conquering warriors who are going to send you into Galos of being from Goy Merachok. But in Devarim we do. Mikzei ha'aretz kasher yida ha'nesher, the nesher. I don't think the Ramban makes this point. But wasn't like the sign of the Roman legions like a eagle, right? So this nation's going to come from the ends of the earth just like the eagle flies. Shibo olem am romi harachokim mehem od. The Roman army came, which is you know very distant from them, but also distant culturally. Meaning to say, if you know Tanakh, it's like the world of Tanakh from beginning to end is like all within like, you know, this area. Yes. It's like Eretz Yisrael to Babel and Ashur and meaning it's just like an Edom. It's all like even Edom, which is now going to become Rome. But Edom originally was, you know, it's like Saudi Arabia. I mean, it's all this area. That was a whole world of the Jewish people, and the languages were similar, and the cultures were somewhat similar. I mean, at least they could kind of talk to each other. Then you have these Romans coming, and like it's a different world, right? Goy Asher lo tishma l'shono. You're not going to understand his language. It's always interesting, like, I thought, I mean, Ma'akesha, like, why is that so bad? Because it just intensifies the fear, meaning, like, it's just everything is foreign. This guy's yelling at you in a language, you don't even understand what he wants from you. Just, like, everybody just feels like the world is just coming to an end, like, nothing makes any sense anymore. But that's what the Torah says, that this guy's going to come, Asher Lutishma Lashon, you don't understand his language. Doesn't say that in our parsha. Why says the Ramban? Because they're such a from a distant place. There's no mention of this in our parsha. That's part of their world from the times of Avraham Avinu, or even before. We came from those places, meaning back in the day. We know right Aramaic, and there's a lot of similarities. Like it says, I forget who's this, but Rav Shakeh, one of these milchamos with Ashur. One of the generals was coming and cursing the people. If you don't surrender, you know you're gonna, yeah. So if you don't surrender, you're gonna have to whatever. You're all gonna die of starvation. So now the whoever it was, the servants of the melech, whichever melech it was, I gotta do some chazara. Hiskiyahu, maybe, yeah. So it says Daber Nel Avadecha Aramiski Shomem Menachem. He says stop speaking in Hebrew. Speak to us in Aramaic because we know Aramaic. Meaning that, but they knew each other's languages. I mean, it's like stop intimidating the people. It's like no, I want to intimidate the people. Fine. What did it say in Devarim? They're going to be spread out throughout the entire world. That's our galus. But Amar Vayishivcha Hashem Mitzrayim Boniyos Vegalusinu Zehaya talks about they're going to be brought back to Mitzrayim on boats, which are stories about these things happened and that we know about from Josephus and other places. Shemile Titus Beim Svin and Gemara Gittin. Shemile Titus Beim Svinos V'chinkas B'Sefa Romiim. It's written in the Roman history books. They're brought back on boats. V'chin Ma Sheomer Sham Banecha Ubnosecha Nisunim La'am Acher Ve'Enecha Ro'os. So if you compare, says the Ramban, the description of the Galus in our Parsha versus Devarim, you'll see that actually you get a different impression. It seems like in Devarim, we're not actually all being sent to the Galus. Your children are being ripped away, and they're being sent to the Galus. That's Ramban. Bani b'maos tolid v'leyulach yelchu b'shevi. Right? You're going to have children. They're not going to be yours. They're going to be taken into captivity. Enenu ha'galus shegalu avos ubanim. It's not describing that there's going to be this mass Galus. Rak ha'shevi yahu libanim levadim. The kids are going to be taken captive, and they're going to be sent to the Galus. Ba'os nisharim ba'aretz. And the impression you get there, if you read it carefully, the family is that the parents are going to stay. It's not what's being described in our parsha. You get the impression here, everybody's being sent to the galus. Because when the Romans came and destroyed the Beis Hamikdash, they did not, you know, send everybody to Rome, but they took whoever they wanted as slaves. But the people in general, many of them were able to stay. You're going to serve your enemies there in famine. That's describing what happened in the history after the Romans came. First of all, says the Ramban, what's the pasuk saying in Devarim? Just say, Ves Malkach, what's Asher Takim Alecha? Al Goy Shalay Data Tavozecha, Kelch Agrippas Hamelech, Besopayeshini the Romi, Bal Alichaso Sham Necher of Haaretz, whatever, he came to try to make peace, it didn't work. Vlomar Akazov Hamelech Hashayimloch Alecha, Avlamar Malkach Asher Takim, why that way? Rama is Lani Yisbarach Shlo Haya Roy Limloch, Vasari Lan Lios Melech Hayisrael, Midin Torah, because he was from a family of Avadim, and it's a Gemara and Kiddushin. I think we saw it earlier for some reason we saw Rashi about the chazaka of the mother, but why did that come up? Because it came up in Suvis by chazakas. I'm the daughter and the mother, something like that. Avakim olemes hu avosenu shalokedas k'moshi yuskir fine. The kol ele aramazim kilu yuskir befedush in galusenu. It's mamish as Ramban. If you just look at our parsha and look at the history of Korban Bayis Rishon, you look at Dvarim, look at the history of Korban Bayis Sheni. It's mamish one for one. Pretty cool. And now, maybe if we have a takeaway, it's going to be the takeaway. You look at, and how do you get out of Galus? If it doesn't describe that it's going to be based on the amount of Shemitahs, and it's Mugbal, and it's defined, so what is it? How do you achieve the Geula of the Tocha of Devarim, which is, the way it's described is the most unbelievable thing of Avas Hashem, getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar v'haya ki yivoy lech gadol ma'ila habracha v'aklala v'yivtiach v'yitivcha v'yirbucha mi'avoseha shi'avtach l'chol shifte Yisrael l'lishishis ha'am. Okay, fine. Also, you get the impression here it's going to be this return en masse, not just a tiny fraction of Klal Yisrael from the second Korban. V'sham v'yivtiach shi'yichras v'yichle ha'megalam osar, and the enemies are going to be destroyed. Shnemar v'natan Hashem lokecha es kol ha'alos ila alivecha v'alsvenecha. Also, the double lashon, I guess it doesn't appear by us in Pechukosai. Who are these oivim visonim? Why double lashon? Because of these two nations of Christianity, two movements, Christianity and Islam, Edom and Yishmael. That's the double lashon there that have been persecuting us throughout that galus. We see how history has unfolded according to this plan, as incredibly traumatic and just unfathomable suffering that these tochachos describe, but we see everything has unfolded according to the plan. So also the geula is going to be according to plan. Also, second of all, when it describes here that in Chukosai, that Eretz Yisrael is going to be laid waste from before your enemies. That's true for all of the galios. That our land, our holy land, will never be able to never receive our enemies. And that's also a raya for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love and Ashkacha. The description about, for the Ramban, it seems like it was ancient history, but there are descriptions about how it used to be so fruitful and so beautiful, and it was so wonderful. They used to be so settled, and now it's utterly destroyed. Ever since we left, no people have been able to come back. Everybody's trying to settle it, and they're not able to. First, another distinction just between Vayikra versus Dvarim. This bris is between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is giving us these tochachos. That also is because of the idea that Kadosh Baruch Hu was with us in that before that galus, in terms of in that Beis Hamikdash. The Abris Hashniya Shea Parsha Vayaki Savu Mipi Moshe, but as opposed to in Dvarim, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Ramaz Lesiluk Shchinaso Legamre. That's also, even that has a message, says the Ramban, because Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us that there's going to be a second galus and a geula from that, but even that galus is going to be Kaviyachol, the galus of from the Beis Hamikdash of Moshe Rabbeinu, not the Beis Hamikdash as it were, Kabiachal Bakadosh Baruch Hu. Shalei b'vayis sheni rak kavod shemo. We didn't have really Hashras Hashchina the same way. We just built the kavod shemo. Shneamar ve'eratze bo ve'achabdo. I will want it and honor it in the second Beis Hamikdash. Dezeves hahei remez lishnia shebishim hagadol. So the takeaway of this Ramban, first of all, I think it's very cool. It's very interesting. And now, as you're going through the Tochacha, you could take note of some of these subtle differences. But says the Ramban, it's a different description. We're talking about we're all going into Galus and we're doing Avodah Zarah, and no description of people coming from Anfar to bring us there. We're no description of being spread out amongst all the parts of the world, and it's a defined Gula from it, as opposed to in Kisisa. Kisavo in Devarim, so there it's totally different. Everything is different. No mention of Avodah Zarah, and there's no mention of and there is a mention of a goy coming from Rachok. You don't know his language, Kasher Yida Hanesher. And also the Gula is not defined. So if there is a takeaway, the takeaway is we have to have Amuna Shlema and Bitachon that the Gula will come. But at the same time, says the Ramban, it's very much totally on us to do this process of returning to Hashem sincerely and deeply. Mir Hashem, we'll have this Yafta Deshmaya to be inspired to do that, and the Bizofa to see the ultimate Ula that's described in Kisavo. Okay, Adkan.